Here's a tune that's familiar to you.
Just whistle while you work, and cheerfully together we can tidy up the place. So I'm a merry tune.
Yes, a new release and a re-recording of an old favourite there by Vinnie and Gareth. Do you whistle while you work? It's meant to be a good thing, apparently. The skill of whistling, though, may be running out of puff. Terrible news. In a survey around... I don't know who does these surveys. In a survey, around 70% of those questioned, and this was not for Family Fortunes, say that there aren't as many people doing it now compared with two or three decades ago. Some experts reckon it's partly due to so many people using earphones to listen to music, so they don't need to make their own. Do you think whistling is a dying art, it says here in my script? That's the big question this morning. Are you a whistler? Can you buck the trend? Are you the man that whistles his way through many a day? Let us know. Come on the programme. Give us a wee tune, a couple of tunes this morning. We could have an X-Factor-style whistle-off. Wouldn't that be marvellous between now and 10 o'clock? If you're a star whistler, we'd love to hear from you. And as I said earlier, if you stand beside someone, maybe in the workplace or sit beside them, and the whistling absolutely drives you nuts, we'd love to hear from you as well. 0845955678. Joining me now, Sheila Harrod, who is a whistling champion, and the commentator, Andrea McVeigh. Morning, Andrea.
Good morning.
So where do you stand on whistling, Andrea? I mean, if you're out and about, if you're on the bus or whatever, you're maybe in I don't know, a shop, and you're walking around and somebody comes past you with a wee whistle, does it cheer you up or does it get all your goat?
Well, it would cheer me up, but I never hear whistling anymore. I mean, just thinking about it, it sort of died out in the 80s that you didn't hear. And I suppose that's related to, you don't see milkmen coming around anymore because everybody buys their milk in supermarkets. Or, you know, you used to have the milkman, the lemonade man.
Milkmen were great whistlers, weren't they?
They were fantastic, and now nobody whistles, and I think that's a real shame. And you think of some classic pop songs like Sitting on the Dock of the Bay by Otis Redding has a whistling chorus in it, and that just makes you happy. I think it's a great thing, but people don't do it anymore, and I don't know why. It's free, it's easy, everybody can do it. You don't need to buy an iPod, or you don't need to be listening to music on your phone to do it. It's there for everybody to do. Now, that being said, it can also be quite difficult. I mean, if I try and whistle, it just comes out as like...
Give us a wee try there. Yeah. Give us a wee try.
No, hold on. Right. That was a try, but I'm going to try again.
No, that's not... That's just you're blowing air there, Andrea.
Really?
Yes.
And I tried my hardest.
Sheila, you must be horrified listening to that attempt, are you?
No, I think she's brilliant having a go.
So what was the attraction to whistling for you, Sheila?
There was a man in the 50s, Ronnie Ranald, that was really famous, who's recently passed away.
Yes.
And I had an old gramophone record, 78 thing that you wound up, and I listened to him, and I just thought it was great, and I've done it ever since I was 13 now.
So you've been whistling. How do you then become a whistling champion? This is fascinating.
I went to Berlin. And there were men and ladies had 15 minutes to show their talent.
Right.
And this was in the late 90s. But there's lots of competitions in America and that, where ladies go against ladies and gents go against gents and children. But there's never been another competition with men and women against each other. And I think that's wrong. We're just as good as the men.
So you're like you're a champion of champions, whistler, then, are you?
Well, I don't say that. That's Americans on my back.
So what tunes then did you go? What was your party piece? Can you give us a bit of a taste of what your party piece would be?
I'm in my kitchen. I have to put the phone back down because I use my fingers.
Okay.
Just a line, yeah?
Yeah. You'll give us a wee sort of 30 seconds or a wee repertoire.
Okay, not good at that music, but I do my best.
Oh,
I'll pick
great.
Something appropriate.
We'll try and guess what it is, yes. It's very exciting, this, isn't it? She's great, isn't she? hope we get the chorus.
All together.
Oh, yeah. Sheila, that was fantastic. I was hoping we were going to get the chorus there as well. That was brilliant. Very emotional as I look through the glass here and see the production staff there. That's fantastic.
I'm a bit husky this morning, so...
Sounded great as well down the phone as well. Listen, PJ's on the line here. PJ, follow that.
Oh no, I couldn't possibly talk that. That lady is in a league all of her own. She's a professional.
So is it true, PJ, that whenever your wife loses you in the shops, she listens out for the whistling to find out where you are?
Yes, that's it. When we're on Marks and Sparks or somewhere like that, you know. And she just follow that tune, you know.
I mean, Andrea was making the point about all the delivery men and the milkmen and the lemonade men were all good. Is that where you picked up your listening from in work, or what
no,
got you started?
I don't really know. I really can't remember a time when I couldn't whistle. But I tell you, it was, there used to be a radio program. I know that lady mentioned Ronnie Ranald, but there was another program in one of Spike Milligan's books about World War II. He reproduces a little advertisement from an old Radio Times, and it shows you a sailor, a soldier, and an airman with their heads together and their lips pursed. And I think it said the program would be on the light program at about 7 o'clock at night or something. Follow somebody and his whistling friends or something like that.
Right.
So it's more complicated than it appears, I think. I mean,
if you were going to get a wee tune out there, PJ, I mean, what would your go-to tune be?
Well, I think Casablanca.
Casablanca?
Casablanca, you know.
That's ambitious.
Sorry.
Very good, PJ. Very good. Sheila, he hit those high notes very well, Sheila, didn't he?
I did. Now, there's a little funny amusing anecdote.
Oh, sorry, Sheila, he's not finished. So go ahead, PJ.
Sorry. One day I was in the university bookshop.
Yes.
And I was whistling without being aware of it. And I heard the man at the till saying, "I thought I told you never to play that tune again." And I went back to the car and said, "What's happening? Speaking to me or something?" And then we drove down the road and my wife says, "Yeah, that's because you were singing or whistling that Casablanca.
So, Sheila, with those high notes, were you impressed there, were you?
No, not at all, but oh,
No, you're meant to say, yes, you were impressed. Well done, PJ.
Oh, I didn't hear you then. PJ, you were brilliant.
Well done. Thank you.
I love you, PJs.
Tell you what. It does cheer people up. Very often we have been in shops and I've been whistling and people said, "Oh, there's a happy man. You look very happy."
Yeah. And it sort of brings across a sort of happy persona. If you see a man whistling, you don't think to yourself, "Oh, he's not having a good day." You think he's on top of the world. Andrea, have you learned anything from Sheila and PJ here? You feel ready to give it another go?
Well, I think it's inspiring and it's definitely brightened up my day. I think the sound of whistling is a lovely, happy, cheery thing. But right, I'm going to give it one more try. I don't think this is going to work out. Right.
Do you live in the flight path? Is that what it is? Is that an aeroplane flying over your house?
I don't know what's wrong. I'm doing everything I should be doing. I just don't have the skill.
Sheila, are there any sort of classes or anything you can send Andrea to?
No, but can I just mention one thing?
Very quickly, 30 seconds,
Sheila. A
young
girl of 18 from Ireland.
Yes.
Rang BBC Radio 4 in England and asked if they could put them in touch with me. She's won a whistling competition in Ireland.
Right, okay. Excellent.
And if she's around, I'd love her to contact me.
Well, if she can get in contact with us, we'll put you in touch, 08459.
And come and whistle with us or anything.
Oh, fantastic, we'd have a duet. 08459555678. If you are that whistler who contacted Radio 4, it's turning into the Hugo Duncan Show. 81771 on the text. We'll try to put you all in touch. If you think you can do better than Sheila or better than PJ, we've had Casablanca. He set the bar very high.